back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back in the studio. Glad to be with you here for a Monday, November 9th edition here on Husker Radio. Going back to the KODY phone lines, as we have warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte, Sean Jacobs, joining us. Sean, good to talk to you again, sir.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Good talking with you.
Now, Sean, looking at this forecast this week, it does not look as flattering for perhaps golfers this week as what it did last week when we were talking.
Yeah, certainly not. You know, temperatures outside of today, today should be the coolest of the days over the next several. But, you know, we returned to near average, but it looks breezy. You know, I will say that our best shot of precipitation comes today and tonight with the chances of rain or snow. But at least around here, if you get a dusting or a light wetting of the ground, you'll be lucky. It really doesn't look all that good for measurable precip. And like you mentioned, you know, golfers, they're not going to want to be hitting the balls around with some breezy conditions, you know, that are forecast through the week.
Yeah, breezy conditions at the lighter part of the work week, Sean, but it doesn't look like there's too much chances of precipitation, at least as of right now, for the later parts of the work week.
Yeah, once we get through tonight into early tomorrow, it looks dry actually through the weekend, so that'll be nice. You know, again, seasonal temperatures, which typically right now here in the North Platte area, typically our lows are in the mid-20s for this time of year, and highs are in the lower to mid-50s, so fairly seasonal.
And a dark and gloomy start to the work week here. Is it going to be dark and gloomy like this for a lot of the listening area throughout today, Sean?
No, you know, well, for today, yeah. You know, we're going to have a mix of clouds with some off and on chances of light rain or snow through today and tonight. But again, very little if you get anything measurable. And then after that, clear skies will prevail through the work week and into next week with just a few passing clouds. You know, I do know that, what is it, next weekend, the start of rifle season, deer season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know I like having a little bit of snow when I'm out there, but it doesn't look like we'll have any snow to deal with, you know, coming up this weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot out there because, like you said, anything we get today isn't going to really accumulate to much. And is that from a lack of amount that we're going to receive or more from the warmer temperatures and the warmer ground we have, Sean?
From the lack of the amount we're going to receive. Now, I will tell you that northern Nebraska, up in Cherry County, we've already seen places where they've gotten an inch or possibly as high as 2 inches of snowfall.
Wow.
Overnight, inch and a half in Valentine. But the moisture really kind of missed once again southwest Nebraska, which is what we were forecasting. We were forecasting our highest chances up across the north. What's kind of neat last night, I don't know if you went out looked off to the east, but actually saw some lightning, which is kind of neat to see, at least as a meteorologist, from a meteorologist standpoint, you know, for November, seeing some lightning off to our east.
So not unheard of to have some thunderstorms at this time of the year, but pretty unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and we can actually see, you know, thunderstorms or tornadoes actually any time of the year here in Nebraska. But, you know, typically once you start getting into November, those thunderstorm chances are very, very small. And, you know, I know us meteorologists, we're all excited to see that lightning. So.
Just making 2020 that much more unique. At least this time it's on the weather side.
That is correct. You know, I remember right after I started working here, I guess I'd been in Nebraska for about a year or two, but we had never had a documented tornado in the month of February. And I remember watching a storm on radar, and I was working, and saw a little storm that started to spin, and I thought, well, we've never had a tornado in February. And there was some snow on the ground, No, you know, it's spinning, but, you know, I don't think there'll be a tornado. And not 2 minutes later, we get a call. Tornado is on the ground near State 10. So, you know, definitely learned a valuable lesson that day that when you live in Nebraska, be prepared for anything.
Absolutely. We know you mentioned a minute ago, Sean, that folks in the northern parts of our listening area, the Cherry County region, did have some snow accumulation. Some folks might have woken up this morning in the Lincoln County area with a little bit of a damp windshield. Did that moisture we had over the night amount to much?
Currently at the airport, we had 6/100ths of an inch of precipitation, which is certainly welcome, just enough to settle the dust. You know, unfortunately, we need quite a bit more. We are starting to be more and more concerned with the expanding drought across southwest Nebraska, back across all of western Nebraska. And, you know, that precipitation just was not enough to even really but just settle the dirt. But 6/100ths currently was the total overnight.
Okay. Yeah, enough to settle the dust, like you said. So definitely welcome, like you said, as well.
You betcha. And it was definitely nice to see, you know, just that little bit of rainfall. And, you know, I did hear a few little, I would assume some sleet pellets or some grapple that fell. Now it's in the middle of the night, so I didn't bother to get up and check myself. But, you know, hearing a few things pinging off of my roof, I thought, okay, we'll probably get a little sleet or grapple as well.
Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I guess one thing, mm-hmm. You know, we still are offering our winter spotter talks, and, you know, this week we have two of them scheduled, the 10th and the 12th. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do, you know, we would urge you just to go online to weather.gov/LBS and, you know, sign up for one of our winter spotter courses. Only lasts about an hour, and it's just a good way to talk winter weather and you know, get our mindset for the winter season.
Great opportunity. So, Sean, appreciate you reminding us of that once again, and appreciate the time you give us each and every Monday. Always look forward to it, sir.
I look forward to it as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday, if not sooner.
You betcha. Take care.
You too. That again, Sean Jacobs joining us, the warning coordinating meteorologist of the National Weather Service in North Platte. Currently hanging out at about 32 degrees with a chance of rain before 4 p.m., then a chance of snow. Partly sunny with temperatures falling to around 30 degrees by 5 p.m. with a wind gust possibly reaching as high as 30 miles an hour today. And an overall chance of precipitation at 40%. But you did hear Sean mention that will not amount to much. We do need to step aside for a quick commercial break here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.